Breakfast Republic on 2FM
with Baraka Performance. Keeping you ahead of the game mentally and physically.
A 6.5-year-old Emer got her mam on the phone to sing a duet, and they walked away with a brand new iPad. We've got a new bet on the way, so stay tuned. Right now, it's time for Man Talk with Bernard O'Shea.
Thank you. I am here. Now, a lot of people thought that the only expert I had in my armory was Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland. However, they are wrong. For this morning, I have with me is Dr. Colm Moore. He's the technical manager for Rentokil Pest Control Ireland. Dr. Colm, very welcome.
Good morning, everyone.
Before we start, Colm, I'm going to describe what's in front of me. I have four large bowls of dead insects.
You do. So you've got crickets, which are just plain roasted crickets. You've got buffalo worms. You've got mealworms, which are slightly larger. And you've got locusts, which are, you know, about an inch long.
Okay, because locusts, like, would kind of say to me, death. Nothing else, really. A plague of locusts.
No, well, actually, they're quite tasty. So they kind of taste like crisps. We've got some, I think I have some salt and vinegar crickets as well.
Salt and vinegar crickets,
yeah, just
okay.
To give it an extra bit of flavour.
So tell me, where did you get all these insects? Is it in Offaly or Laois? Where did you get them?
We get them off the high street. So
right.
These are available on the high street.
They're like running around and you have to catch them on the high street.
And they're the other ones. We don't eat those. We do kill those.
Right. But these are specifically farmed.
Cultured. Yeah, these are specifically cultured and farmed for this purpose.
So if are the buffalo worms like when a buffalo has worms and he goes, oh, are they the worms?
Not quite. It's just it's a larval stage of a larger insect.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to it, Bernard. You said you want to be Bear Grylls, okay?
I did.
And you would survive on Newlands Cross if you were stuck there for hours with no sucky sweets. So tuck in. Come on.
The problem here, Jennifer and Dr. Colm, is that I'd only eat the real deal because these are cultured specifically in a... Okay, I'll try... What's the nicest one, Colm? Because they all look pretty disgusting to be...
I actually think you should try the giant water
way.
People,
yes!
Which is about an inch and a half
Please.
Long. I think you should, and what I'll do is I'll give you a cherry flavoured scorpion lollipop if you do get that, if you eat that.
No.
Is it a giant water beetle? Is it?
It is.
It looks like a massive cockroach.
You know, I don't even want to touch it.
Let me just take that.
Oh
out
my!
Now, Bernard, you know the way you hate butter.
Yeah.
You know the way you can't even touch it. Would you have the same aversion to?
Oh Jesus! I can't even. Don't even show it to
head
me.
First.
Like, I couldn't even touch it. Never let alone eat it. No. Sorry. I don't even want to touch it. That looks like something out of Transformer film or something. That just. Oh my God.
I'm your guinea pig.
Come on, Keith.
Be a man.
Is there any? Are there carbs in this, or is there sugar in this?
If you
look at his little face.
There's no nut or anything like that. Allergies.
Don't get it stuck in your braces.
It actually smells quite nice.
Oh, it doesn't.
You know, I think he's done this before.
I'm getting sick.
That was delicious.
Would you like a lollipop?
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'll try something small. I'll try the cricket.
Because there's a real, like, it's got its own. It's not, you're not eating it going, that's like, that tastes like chicken.
Mm.
Like, it's got a real distinctive and unreal, unnatural kind of taste.
Well, there are people who supplement their diet with these. I mean, there is a serious side to this as well. You know, it's about 2 billion people who actually use insects to supplement because they just don't, they can't get beef or chicken or
the
equivalent.
It has been said that we're going to run out of, you know, certain types of foods.
And
we'll
call it takeaway.
We're all going to be living on bugs very soon. Oh, that was rough.
They're not too bad. I've just tried a cricket. So I'm going to try the buffalo worm, right? The buffalo worm is quite nice. I'll move on to, what's this?
That's the mealworm.
The mealworm. Wow, the mealworm is lovely.
You got some mealworm stuck in your beard, Bernard.
What's
the mealworm is really nice, but there's not in 1,000 years I'm going to eat a locust.
Are you going to be at the ploughing then?
We are.
Next week.
We have a stand at the Ploughing Championships next week, 23rd to 25th. And what we're doing is we're just celebrating. We're 80 years in the business. Wow. So we're just sort of profiling that and having a bit of crack while we're doing it as well.
Check them out when they're down there. What's the name of the company?
It's Rentokil.
Rentokil Ireland.
Rentokil Ireland.
Dr. Cullen, before you go, you are a doctor. Jennifer McGuire stated yesterday that her boobs were this. Hold on, write it down on a piece of paper. Can I get that pen?
Hang on a sec. No, okay. Hang on. We can't.
No, he's a doctor. He can say
Bernard
what size
O'Shea,
they are. Bernard
O'Shea, can you get off the subject of my boobs, please?
He is a doctor.
He is not. I just shook his hand. I just met him.
He's a doctor.
No, it's not happening, Bernard.